This is Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. I'm Carol Tangeman. It's time for Issues and Ideas, a show that features a wide variety of local voices sharing their thoughts and perspectives. Today, we'll hear from the four candidates vying for the 17th district seat in the California Senate. Senator Bill Monning is termed out, and three Democrats and one Republican hope to win that seat. Good afternoon. It's Monday, March 2nd, 2020. I'm Carol Tangeman. First up, here on the Central Coast, the ballot isn't as long as in past elections. There's the three candidates running for the 24th Congressional District, two County Board of Supervisor races, and Oceano voters will decide whether to tax themselves for fire service. Jordan Cunningham and Don Addis are squaring off for the 35th State Assembly seat, but that race won't be decided until November. And there are four candidates for the 17th district seat in the state Senate. Senator Bill Monning, who has held that seat for several years, is termed out. So four candidates are vying to next represent just under 1 million people living on the Central Coast in the state Senate. California's 17th Senate district encompasses a big area, covering all of Santa Cruz and San Luis Obispo counties, as well as portions of Monterey and Santa Clara counties. Cities include Santa Cruz, Watsonville, Gilroy, San Luis Obispo, Morgan Hill, Seaside, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Monterey, and several more smaller cities. According to Senator Monning's website, strongly shared interests within the district include regional agricultural economies, coastal and open space preservation, and environmental protection. The district is largely Democratic, with just 24% registered Republicans and 27% of voters registered as no party preference. KCBX News invited all four candidates into the studio to learn more, and for the next 25 minutes or so, we'll hear from each about why they chose to run and what's important to them. We'll start with the one registered Republican among the four. Here's Greta Mart with that interview.
I'm here in the KCBX studio with, may I ask you to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Vicki Nord, and I'm running for state senate in District 17.
Okay, got it. All right, and have you held public office before?
I have not held public office, but I have served on the civil grand jury, and I've worked in my community, and I served as a CASA, which is a court-appointed special advocate for children, and I also served in the justice juvenile system.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to run?
And a businesswoman and a realtor, and yeah. Oh, mom and grandma, too. I forgot to say that. Yeah.
Okay. And why did you decide to run at this time?
I decided to run because I felt it was an opportunity to change the direction that California is going. And I had run for state assembly in 2018 against an incumbent. And I recognized that our present Senator Bill Monning is terming out. And this is an opportune time. And I want to see California head in a new direction, along with about 54% of other Californians who'd been polled.
Okay. And what is that direction?
What is a direction? Well, I think where we're headed right now is so far progressive. We need a turnaround. I think that we need some new messages and some new messengers to go into Sacramento. And where are we headed? Well, I think we need affordability. We've got a homeless crisis. We've got higher taxes. And I think that we need to change the direction that our state is going to make it affordable for our younger generation and our children and grandchildren to be able to stay here in California. That concerns me.
And we broadcast from Salinas to Santa Barbara. Our listeners are really concerned about Diablo Canyon, the closing of Diablo Canyon. So what do you know about Diablo Canyon? What have you thought about it? And how would you move forward on that?
Well, they're losing over 2,500 household jobs. So how's that going to affect the economy in this area, in this region? And also, I'm sorry that they have chosen to close it down, really, because it gives us, what, 9% of our energy in the state of California? And I believe that it's renewable and clean energy. And I'm sorry to see that happen. It's going to have a great impact economically on this region.
Got it. And where do you live?
I live in Monterey County.
For the Salinas Valley, that's where we broadcast to. So what are some issues in the Salinas Valley that you've been looking at? And if you were to be elected, would take some action on?
I think in the Salinas Valley, Salinas is not actually part of my district. Salinas has been cut out. We have the majority of Monterey County and South Monterey County, but we don't have Salinas. But in that area, the farmers are very concerned about water. They're very concerned about rules and regulations. I have spoken to the farming community there, and what they say to me is that they're spending more time behind their computers than they are out in their fields because of the rules and regulations that are constantly coming down from Sacramento.
So tell me, just give us a little bit of idea about the district again.
Sure. Let me just talk a little bit about it. It's a diverse district. We have four different counties. It is South San Jose area, Santa Clara County. It includes all of Santa Cruz County, includes all of San Luis Obispo County, and the majority of Monterey County. So it is a four-county seat.
Wow.
Out of 58 counties in the state of California, it's four counties.
Mm-hmm. My goodness. Wow. That's a big district. Okay. And just what would you like people to know about you? People who are not familiar with you in this area in San Luis Obispo County, what would you like people to know?
Well, I'd like to like people to know that I'm a businesswoman and that I've been involved in my community anywhere from the courtrooms to the boardrooms to the classrooms. I've been very engaged in my community. I started off as a businesswoman, as a real estate agent, and then I also worked as a youth director at the Carmel Presbyterian Church, where I met my wonderful husband and we got married. And then I continued to work in the community as a court-appointed special advocate with children. I worked in the juvenile justice system, and also I served on the civil grand jury for a term and a half. So I've been involved in looking at budgets and the bottom line, and I've worked in the private sector. So I think that that's a benefit to the people as well.
Okay, got it. All right. And the office of Senate is partisan. So you are a registered?
Oh, I'm registered as a Republican.
Okay, got it. Anything else you'd like that I haven't asked you about that you'd like people to know?
Well, I mean, some of the issues that I'm really concerned about and that I'm going to focus on when I go to Sacramento is going to be on homelessness and affordability and head of household jobs and taxes. And I think people are really concerned about that. Even our senior people are very concerned about that, especially with the tax situation. So those are the things that I'm going to focus on when I go to Sacramento.
People who want to find out everything about you and your platform, you can go to the website. Let us know what that is.
Oh, yes. You can reach me at my website at www.vicki4senate.com. Again, it's vickiforsenate.com. And I look forward to talking to some of your listeners.
That was State Senate District 17 candidate Vicki Norden speaking with KCBX's Greta Mart. Next, Greta speaks with one of the three Democratic candidates for Central Coast State Senator.
My name is John Michael Neville. I'm running for the 17th Senate District. This all started way back in about 2008. I live in the southern part of Monterey County. It's a very rural area, and the 17th Senate District is made up of approximately 80 to 85% rural or suburban areas. So I was asked back then to step up. I learned about the district. I learned about the disparities within the district between the different areas. And over the long term, most of the senators had come from the coast, North Coast in Northern Monterey County or Santa Cruz County. So it was really important to me to see some kind of representation south. And that's kind of why I got into this. My wife and I run a sheep ranch on the Santa Lucia Mountains on the east side of King City. If you go into King City, you go into District 12. That currently is Anna Caballero's district.
What else prompted you to run in terms of getting involved in politics?
One of my backgrounds is in healthcare administration. I'm a vocationally trained respiratory therapist. I started out working on the front lines in hospitals. I stepped up and became a union steward and then went into administration. Some of my background has been putting together projects using taxpayers' money to be a public service to patients within the community. One of the things my wife and I ran in North San Luis Obispo County was a medical supply company. So my experience is developing policies, working with state agencies to obtain licensure, and that kind of fits into where this is going to be. The other thing people need to understand is I live in a rural community, so I don't have the opportunity to run for a city council, for a city mayor. The assembly or the state at the assembly level and the Senate level are the best way to represent the largest amount of people in a rural area. And I feel that I've got that expertise.
Okay, got it. All right. And so if you get elected to the Senate, what are you going to really focus on? What's your big key platforms or ideas that you are concerned about?
Okay. One thing people need to realize is when we step into that job on the first day, there's currently a large amount of legislation that's working its way from the Assembly to the Senate. And then when I come in, I have to figure out what committees I can serve on to best get my agenda accomplished. I try and keep it simple. A lot of candidates out there, they got a lot of ideas. My ideas stem from my background. I don't try and go far beyond that. Number one is health care coverage for everyone. I believe we have that right. We just haven't figured out how to pay for it. My second ambition is water and food. We have to have safe water, and we have to be able to put the food in our mouth and know where it came from, and it's been tested, and it is safe as well. And then my last need is the fact that when the World Health Organization did a study back with the healthcare, they learned that education, especially in young women and young children, was vital for a populace to basically prosper. So I've wanted to try and figure out how to work with the community colleges and the local area high schools to try and come up with some kind of vocational educational programs, internships, or apprenticeship programs. We got a lot of people out there that might be interested in being plumbers, electricians, engineers, and they may not go down that four-year college pathway. So I want to try and achieve that in my time.
What do you know about Diogo Canyon? What are your thoughts on it?
Senator Manning has done a lot of great work in his term, and I really applaud him. And one of my goals is to seek to make this smooth transition, to really study what he's done. And I've examined the health care benefits and health care legislation that he's worked on. And since that's my expertise, I want to try and make sure that I get on board with what he's done and figure out how to make sure that we continue that process as well. So this is kind of like one of those projects that I'll keep in my back pocket.
You're really familiar with kind of the southern area of the district. What about Monterey and all that? Do you get up there much? Are you campaigning up there? How are you being met in by voters up in that area?
There's different areas with different needs. When you're up in Felton, they're worried about their electricity being shut off in the event of high winds and fire. When you go down to Monterey, they're fighting over their water system. When I talk to the people in Big Sur, they're worried about where are these people going to stop and go to the restroom so that I can keep my business open and not have the road closed because of something like that. Creston, that area is worried about I-46 encroachment. And then they've got the rest area closed out there again. So that's another concern. So one of the things that I've done in support of my ranch is I haul a lot of hay and deal with a lot of hay dealers and brokers. That takes me on a lot of these back roads. And I get to know these people. I go into the stores and spend money. And you ask questions. People are going to tell you what bothers them. But it's really neat that if you do read the paper and you go online and you see what's out there, keep in mind there are good people out there. They're going to work every day. They're opening up their doors. They're sweeping their sidewalks, getting ready for people to come and do business with. They take their kids to school. They bring them to church. So we got to look at things in both ways and look towards a positive future because we can always get better.
That was State Senate District 17 candidate John Neville speaking with KCBX's Greta Mart. Next, Greta speaks with another of the Democratic candidates for Central Coast State Senator, Maria Cadenas.
So I live in Santa Cruz, the city of Santa Cruz, and I work in Watsonville, County of Santa Cruz. And I've worked throughout the Central Coast, primarily working with farm workers and economic development issues. And I'm running because I care a lot about our communities. And what I see is that working families can't make it. And we're talking basics. We're talking housing. We're talking food. We're talking healthcare. All families want to raise their kids in safe neighborhoods, have clean water, clean air. And that's not happening. So when the basics are failing, we're failing our communities and leaving people behind. So I'm running because I care. I'm a mom of an 11-year-old. She's amazing. But no child should have to worry about saving the planet. And that's what we're asking our kids to do. And we're asking the kids to get educated in schools that are underfunded. And we're asking them to worry about everything from what they eat and how they do it and everything that they're consuming. And they deserve better. And we have to do better for them. That's why I'm running.
Have you held public office before?
I have not held public office. I've worked on policy issues and I've sat on boards and commissions. So this is just a different role. It was a moment of clarity for me to really look at what can I contribute and how can I serve my community. And this is one way that I believe is time. When we look at the Senate, we only have 14 women. We only have 7 Latinos. When we look at the Central Coast, we deserve better representation to get our voices out there, make sure we have legislation that understands what it is to raise a family in a rural community, that understands that the cost of doing services in a rural community is actually higher, even though we have less density. So how can we have doctors and specialists closer to our communities? How can we have the education models, the transportation models that are going to look so different as compared to urban areas like LA or San Francisco? And we are a vast district, but the majority is unincorporated. What does that mean when we look at state legislation? What does that mean when we look at housing? How can we connect everything into housing, transportation, climate, make sure that we're looking at things holistically and thoughtfully? That's why I'm running.
Okay, got it. What do you know about Diablo Canyon, and how would you approach the planned closure of Diablo Canyon Power Plant?
When it comes to Diablo or other energy transitions that need to happen that will impact San Luis Obispo County significantly over the next few decades, we got to be thoughtful about who we talk to. And to me, it's important to talk to families and workers in those communities to understand what that change entails and how would we make sure that we set up those communities for success. The last thing you can do when you exit either an energy source or another industry is just exit and not have a plan in place to make sure that we have just transition for the workers. And that's something I'm committed for and about, especially as we look at climate and we look at what we need to changes in labor. And look at labor. Labor is changing dramatically. We have automation that's increasing. How can we protect workers? How we can protect jobs? Because it's really about the quality of life and the well-being of our communities that I care about. A lot of the issues when we look at economic development, that includes energy and recycling and other aspects, we forget that it's about people and planet. What good is a really fast production system if all the income and wealth from those industries are leaving our areas? That's tax dollars that don't come back. So we got to make sure that we protect our local economies as we're looking at industry changes that are taking place.
So what do you really want folks to know about you?
My entire career has been about working for families, making sure that they can live and thrive. I'm not taking any corporate donations because our government should be about the people and not about corporations. And actually, I'm the only candidate who's not taking any corporate donations, and I believe that matters. I'm an immigrant. I'm a Latina. I'm a mom. You know, I'm a woman. I have endorsements from the major women groups across the country and the state, as well Latino and LGBT groups. Endorsements matter, but what matters more are the neighbors and communities that we work with. I've been through and work with the entire Central Coast. You know, I used to work in agriculture. I'm committed to making sure that our industries thrive, but that the money stays here. We're talking about farmers that are fighting on a global market for the products that they're producing locally, and they cannot compete unless they're a large conglomerate. That is hurting us locally. We need to make sure that we have supply lines for everybody to be able to distribute the goods that they produce, whether it's agriculture or other means. And when we look at hospitality, when we look at fires, we need to make sure that we align it so that our people can thrive. Right now, we have 2 working households who can't pay rent because they're paying 60 to 70%. They can't save to buy a home. I'm a renter. I know what that looks like because you're wondering if the next year your landlord is going to raise the rent just enough so that you can no longer live here, just enough so that your child cannot grow with your grandchild with you next door. That's not the way we want to live. That's not the California we want. And that's definitely not the Central Coast that we want. So I think it's a shared issues that we have to address. I come from it from being both in corporate philanthropy, being in corporation in tech, in ag. And it is that notion of the complexity and connection of all the issues that I bring. Over the last few years, I've been fighting to create college savings accounts for every single child born in Santa Cruz County. I've been part of the coalition that's trying to do that statewide. And it is important that we be innovative in how to create sustainability. This is not about creating more taxes or creating more legislation. Those have a place, and we do that at the Senate. But at the Senate, we have a leadership voice to make sure that we work to create sustainable communities without just creating more taxes and more legislation. We have leadership roles. We have voices to raise. That is what I want to bring to Sacramento.
That was State Senate District 17 candidate Maria Cadenas speaking with KCBX's Greta Mart. And finally, KCBX's Tyler Pratt, before he left, interviewed John Laird about why he's running to represent the Central Coast in the California Senate.
So tell us why you're running for state senate.
I'm running because I've had a 40-year
career in public service, from running a nonprofit, being a mayor and city council member, a college trustee, a transit board member. I had my own radio show. I had a weekly newspaper column. I was elected to the state assembly. I had 82 bills signed into law. Jerry Brown appointed me to his cabinet. I was the only cabinet person that went first day to last day with him. And so I'm really at the top of my game on issues and on commitment and on energy, and I really want to bring it to serve the people of the Senate District.
Why run for this office? What do you want to accomplish?
This is in the state, and I was just a point person for the governor for climate adaptation and part of his climate team. We really have 10 years to turn it around as a world, and even though California is ahead of all the other 50 states, we have to do more. And there'll be some particular hits to this district. Sea level rise, and I just supervise the latest science on what's projected, and then also wildland fire, which we have experienced up and down this district, northern San Luis Obispo County, Big Sur, Santa Cruz Mountains, and that's something that we're going to have to grapple with.
You mentioned sea level rise. How do you anticipate us being affected?
Well, the science we did really shows that it's going to be 5 or 6 inches is the median in the next 20 years. And then it could be anywhere from 2 to 10 feet at the turn of the next century. And there's this separate thing that's strange for the layperson like me and probably your listeners, which is we're a certain distance from the South Pole that has an echo effect where it overperforms a little right about our latitude. So it's coming. It's a question of how much, and it's not like a bathtub rising gradually. It's the extreme event. It's like the 2-year-old cannonballing into the bathtub. It's like a big storm. It's like a tsunami from Japan. That's what we have to be ready for in terms of infrastructure, in terms of houses nearby, in terms of evacuation patterns, many things. We have to be ready for this.
Staying here on the environment for a second, you know, the Trump administration continues to try to dial back environmental protections that many say are crucial to the health of California's landscape. What are your plans to deal with those?
Actually, for 2 years, I was on the front lines because as resources secretary, I had to deal with everything that the Interior Department of Donald Trump did. For example, when they proposed additional oil drilling off of California, I was the point person to oppose it, along with the Attorney General on the legal front, and really push back. And now he's trying to pull back other things, whether it's endangered species, clean water protections, clean air. And I think one of the first lines of defense is we have to codify in California exactly what was in place on January 20th, 2017, so that whatever he might roll back in federal law and regulation is actually codified in California, so we make sure that for California we protect at a level and that those rollbacks won't hurt us, even though we need to change the national administration, so he's not rolling it back in the other 49 states.
Thinking about the economic health of the Central Coast, especially here in San Luis Obispo County, Diablo Canyon is going to be closing relatively soon, and it's been pumping money into the economy for years, and so it now presents an unknown future for the Central Coast. Do you have a plan?
I know that that's one of the top priorities that I'll have to work on for San Luis Obispo County. And Bill Monning did a bill that the governor signed while I was still there in the cabinet, because I lobbied for it with the governor's office, that does money for transition plan here. And the real question is what works? What can you actually do? What can you actually make happen? Because if you look at 1,700 jobs, the impact to 2 school districts and the taxes, the money that just flows into the community that wouldn't be, it's going to be a dramatic hit unless there's some alternatives that are in place or people are working on, whether it's retraining workers, enticing other businesses to come in, reusing the site for something that's economic development, although I'm strongly in favor of preserving some of the open space that's there, such as Wild Cherry Canyon. And that's a separate issue, but it's something that I know off to work on. But I know that'll just be front and center if I walk into the Senate for San Luis Obispo County, and it's working with local people to try to make sure there isn't a hit that it looks like now. If I go to the state Senate, I represent San Luis Obispo County, and the people of San Luis Obispo County feel that they would have somebody that would know their issues, that would be here regularly, and would take them into the halls of the Capitol in Sacramento.
That was Democratic State Senator candidate John Laird speaking with KCBX's Tyler Pratt. You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.